Hello, queers. Welcome to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita Ramirez, and welcome. Welcome to the show where I will be explaining to you how this is all going to work. Hey, queers. On this episode, we are talking about the new rating system, which I have decided to completely release out to you guys. First of all, I want to thank everyone that has stuck around on this podcast. I really, really appreciate all of the help and all of the comments and all of the likes and everything that you guys have put into this podcast. It has made it so much more worth it for me. So I decided to do something back for you guys, and it's a new rating system. It has some originality, but it's very similar to the original 1 to 5, 1 being batshit terrible and 5 being amazing. But we're adding a little bit of sass and a hint, again, of some originality. Plus, it's time for change, and I'm happy to announce that Movies a la Queer is heading in a new and well-deserved direction. So, let's get started. Starting with number 1. Thumbs down, Susie Brown. Oh, who's Susie? Well, that's Charlie's unknown twin lesbian estranged sister who was thrown off and separated through toddlerhood because they found her to have a huge Enrique Iglesias mole that couldn't be fixed. An example of this rating in accordance to last year's films would be Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. Number 2. Okay, but I won't remember this in 2 days? Yeah, this wasn't a terrible film, but it definitely wasn't worth paying full price dine-in theater tickets for. Hell nah. Movies of this rating would tag on to a fan favorite, Loving Annabelle. Number 3. Nah. It was okay. Good plot, interesting character, survivable script. I mean, I'll remember this film for what it's worth, but that's about it for me. Movies of this rating would tag on to Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and The World Unseen. Number 4. Yes, finally! Now, this was a great film. Plot was on point, and the acting phenomenal. Only reason I didn't give it a perfect rating was because it lacked, you know, this and that. Maybe sound effects, maybe camera work. Something just didn't sit right with me. But it was definitely worth the watch. Movies of this rating would tag on to last year's Bluest the Warmest Color and a personal favorite of mine, Dallas Buyers Club. And number 5, wow. Just wow. From plot to lighting to camera to music to the actors to their set design, this film was amazing. I loved it. I probably cried. I probably laughed. I probably screamed at the screen. Who knows? But it was worth it. And I recommend it till my death, and it's definitely on my list of favorites. These are rare. Movies of this rating are last year's 12 Years a Slave and Django Unchained. Like I said, it's time for change. I welcome the questions and comments, but Movies a la Queer with Sarita is going in a good, fast pace in a whole different direction. And there was some growing up to do. Also, I am happy for the listeners that have stuck around these difficult months. You guys have been made this so much more worth it for me. And if you have any film requests, you can email me at moviesalaqueer@gmail.com or follow and tweet us at moviesalaqueer for all updates on future episode releases. Oh, and don't forget to share. If we stand together, we'll get far together. My name is Sarita Ramirez, and I thank you for listening. Bye.